Welcome to Glambition Radio. I am your host, Allie Brown. Women are rewriting the rules for leadership, business success, making money, and changing the world. Each week, join me for powerful messages and interviews that will leave you inspired and ready to get your Glambition on. Now, bring on 2015. Wow. 2014 was a wild ride for many of us, a bridge year for us to get clear on who and where we want to be and what we want to create in 2015, and even more strongly, what we don't want to be, to do, or to have in 2015, which is just as valuable, really. So get ready for a powerful new year. As my gift to you, I'm going to dive in today to something I feel is critical for women as you are stepping into your business growth and the power of becoming a true leader. It's not more rules to follow, but rules you have to break. Yes, you bad girl, you. You're going to be a rule breaker. Now, you see, many of the rules we learned growing up and in school and in the traditional business world to be, quote, successful, those rules were designed for us to be successful in those worlds, not the world we create for ourselves as entrepreneurs. Those rules were actually the exact opposite of what we need to grow our business and with it, our own purpose. And then what I see with many of the women I coach is once you are in the multiple six figures and seven figures, there are more rules revealed that you have to break as you step up into your next level of power. But today's rules to break will benefit you no matter what level you're at. So here are our five rules to break in 2015. Rule number one to break is saying yes all the time. When you are starting and growing your business initially, you are saying yes a lot. Every opportunity is exciting. Every seminar and course jacks you up. I remember coming home from those things, just like my head was going to explode. And I love networking and meeting everyone and doing all kinds of partnerships. And, you know, sometimes I kind of miss that naivete. Everything is stimulating and you are so inspired, and because everything was new and different from what you were moving away from. So in the beginning, a lot of your success is saying yes to everything. It gets you going in the right direction, at least. But then once you start getting clear on what you want and don't want, something's going to shift and you're going to realize that you just can't keep saying yes to everything and going to every seminar and being on 2,000 mailing lists. And you may even be at the level you're discovering people just want to pick your brain all the time. And a lot of these things you're going to, you're the most successful person in the room. They just want to use you for your list or your reach. And that's when it'll really start hitting you. Now, when you start to say no, it's going to be challenging. And especially I see now with social media, it's become very difficult for some people not to feel like they're involved in everything. By constantly seeing what is going on without you comes a bit of what they call FOMO, or fear of missing out. You know, look at all the fun they're having at that conference without me. Wow, that coaching group, they were having this whole thing going on last weekend and I wasn't invited because I'm not part of that group anymore. And oh my gosh, this person who is kind of my competition, she's doing launch after launch and there's another bigger launch this month and maybe I should be doing a launch and should I be working with her? And all this stuff comes up. But I want you to know, more of my success at the higher level has been from saying no more than I say yes. Saying no to the good to make room for the amazing. Being choosy, being discriminating. Now, I don't mean discriminating in the negative way that it's often used. I mean discriminating, being selective about who you want to work with, what you want to spend time on. I know for me, something that evolved was what warrants my getting on a plane when I can be home with my family instead. Sometimes my saying no upsets people. Sometimes it can't be explained, but I'm okay with someone not understanding fully. And you have to be okay with that. When you listen to many of the women I've interviewed here on Glambition Radio, you'll often hear that in the beginning of their journey, they were just trying everything and getting out there. They were saying yes a lot. Then there came a point that they got very clear on what they wanted, and decided to narrow their focus. I know for me, this also extended to even the type of people I wanted to be friends with and have around me. But here's the cool thing. Energetically, when you make space, you are making room for what you want to present itself. Nature abhors a vacuum. So when you create that space, the universe will fill it in for you. And it will be filled in with what you set your intentions on. So very, very important to constantly keep your mind in the right place, even if you're in the middle of fear, even if you're in the middle of worry, even if you're in the middle of like, how the fuck am I going to get this thing done? I don't know what I'm doing. It's the gap that's scary. It's like when you're watching someone on a trapeze swinging from bar to bar, and there's that brief second that they are in midair without a hand on the next bar. By the way, I tried this one time on a Club Med vacation in my single days, and I thought, oh, I'll be awesome at that. And I couldn't let go of one bar. I was clinging to it with two hands, and I would not let go. I left clench marks in that bar. The net was just 6 feet below me, but it felt like 50 feet, and the staff had to come get me down. That was not a good result. We want a better result for you. We want you to be able to let go, to invite in the new. And I promise, for every no, there will be a better yes right around the corner.